Thank you for tuning in to Rosie on the House, where we're doing everything we can to help you out at your home. We have Ron calling in. I think Ron's calling in for his mom. Let's bring him into the conversation.
Hello.
Hey, man.
I'm on my Bluetooth. Hope it's coming through okay.
I got you right now.
Okay. Hey, my mother-in-law lives down in Sun City, and she got this brochure in the mail about all the plumbing lines in Sun City that are 50 years old need to be replaced. And then I understand if you put it on the market for sale, then the real estate people are saying you got to get it checked out. You did a program about redoing the lining inside the pipes. And is that just for the large pipes going out to the sewer, or is it also for the pipes under the slab?
Well, it's both, Ron. But do you know, is this a letter that came from the city and it's actually for an insurance policy?
No, it was some advertisement thing, I think.
Okay.
I don't remember the name of the company that sent it out.
Okay.
But they sent it to all the neighbors and everybody, I think.
Yeah. How long has your mom been in the house?
How long?
Oh, your mother-in-law.
15 years.
Okay. And it is one of the original vintage.
It's the second generation.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Here's my policy on that. There's a national insurance company off the East Coast that's sending those letters out, actually under the logo of many of the cities, saying buy this insurance and we'll replace the if it ever fails. I have a good friend, as a matter of fact, that's a regular host of the show, who is in a 70-year-old home, and he just had to replace the entire plumbing underneath his house. I'm going to tell you, Ron, that I just don't fix that until it breaks. And if you're concerned about it, you know, Thunderbird Plumbing out on the west side of town can run a camera down there and just kind of take a look at the system and see if you've got any root incursion or crush pipe or deteriorating joints. But I think I tell my mother-in-law, look, let's find something else to worry about, or let's just not worry about anything.
Okay. Well, that's a great help. I sure appreciate it.
Okay. You bet.
Thanks so much.
Okay, man. From Sun City, we'll run up the highway to Black Canyon City and bring Steve into the conversation. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning. How are you?
Hey, very wonderful.
Awesome. So I have a question on, so I live in Black Canyon City. I have a house that was built in like 1902, 1903. And we did a spray and foam on the tin roof.
Okay.
Because there was so much heat, you could literally touch the ceiling inside the house and it was hot.
Okay. All right.
So we did a spray and foam on
the
tin itself instead of on the ceiling.
Okay, on the bottom of the roof structure, which is a sloped roof, you sprayed the tin and the roof rafters.
Yes.
Okay. How much foam did you apply?
2 to 3 inches.
Okay. And did you completely seal the attic, or did you leave it still ventilated?
It's ventilated at the very top. There's probably an inch of room for heat to escape at the very top.
Uh-huh. And where is the air coming in from, Steve?
It has sides. It has on one side, it has a side draft.
Okay. Well, here's what we've done. When we spray foam the bottom of a roof structure, we actually have to seal that entire attic up with no ventilation at all. But I'm not.
Oh, really?
But I'm not so sure that's the best for you. But now that you've got that done, I would tell you that if you would do what you had to do to get an R30 or an R38 blanket of insulation on top of your ceiling between your living space and now your spray foam tin roof, that you would be incredibly happy. Okay?
Really? It would change that much.
It would, yes, yeah, absolutely, it would change that much. Yep.
Okay. All right, then. That's what I'll do.
Here's scientific fact to back me up. When it's 115 degrees in Black Canyon City, your tin roof attic is in excess of 170 degrees, okay? If we throw an R38 insulation on top of your ceiling, the heat in your attic is only going to have a 10% effect on your electric bill. Only 10%. So let's get that R38 in there. And you're going to call me back, and you're going to thank me, and then you're going to invite me up so I can see your 100-year-old home, and I'll bring the steak, and you'll grill it for me.
There's actually, also on the property, there is a stagecoach stop that was the stagecoach stop between Phoenix and Prescott, where the stagecoaches would stop and get their supplies before they went up to Prescott. Back in it was built in the 1800s.
Well, now you got to invite me. Now I'll come do a personal analysis of the property.
Stop at Rock Springs, get a few pies for after the steak.
Which is an old stage stop. Rock Springs is. Thanks for the call, Steve. We'll be right back.